listening to the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast.
This is DJ Peg. Let's go. 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 Today is episode 71 of the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast, where we represent Northwest hip hop culture. Today's guest is a hip hop artist, event host, promoter, producer, media and branding specialist, a staple in the Northwest hip hop community, and an all around good dude. And I just found out he's into some other shit that we're going to talk about later. So without further ado, let me introduce to you Scott Elkins. What's good with you, bro?
What's up, man? Thank you so much for having me on the show. What an amazing intro.
I do my homework, man. man, before we got started, you was saying you was into something else. So can you please let my listeners know what you got going on?
I actually have expanded ScottElkinsMedia.com as a distribution outlet for local artists of any genre. I can put them on over 1,000 platforms, and my team and I are celebrating almost 500 records released in the last 16 months.
So safe to say you're doing big things out here.
I mean, we trying to. We stay nose to the grindstone, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And I was just with you, man, out in Bellingham for the Bubba Sparks concert. You hosted that event.
Oh man, that was berserk.
Yeah.
That was some bonkerness. shout out Celestino. He connected me with Bubba Sparks on that, and it just came together nicely. It was a great event.
Oh yeah, definitely. And since I stay out here, I'll be doing a lot more events out north. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, shit, bro. Let's get started. Man, there's so many ways I want to go, but I'm gonna ask this question because you'll be the first person that I ask this question to. What is the first show you promoted?
The very first show?
Yep.
In 2007, I was in King County Drug Court, and it was at a place in Shoreline, right up at the top of the S-curves. It was called Grapevine Assembly. Mm-hmm. It was like a church type area, and I went to outpatient treatment like a block away, right?
Right.
And there was a counselor at my treatment center named Maurice Ward. And Maurice Ward, I didn't know how he did it, but he was pretty wealthy for being a drug and alcohol counselor. And he would see me going to different studios. He would see me recording and ask if I wanted to come to one of his events and do some music. And even at the time, I was homeless. So I was just kind of trying to make ends meet however we can. And the first event that I promoted was actually for Maurice. It was a sober support event for CHS, I believe was the treatment center name. It was a long time ago. Dang.
Yeah. Man, that's, you know, see, now I got that question out the way. Because like I said, you're the first person I've ever asked that question to. You know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate it. I've done a lot of shows.
Yeah. All right, man. So once again, man, you do so much. I don't know where to go. So I'm going to ask just a general question. What inspired you to get into hip hop?
I was in techno music. I watched somebody die from taking too many drugs. And the promoter that paid me to be at the event decided the music was more important than that person's life. And I said, you know, it really doesn't make sense to pay attention to entertainment without paying attention to the safety of the patron. So I made it my rule when I got into hip hop that people would be safe, and that there's always been a strong understanding that their hard earned money and their spare time are being used to come and spend time with you. So putting that best foot forward is always the best way to go.
Okay. So and another quick question about into that too, like you're in so many things in hip hop. How do you manage it all? Like, is there one thing you say, okay, I'm going to just focus on this now, or you try to juggle everything?
Well, I mean, I know a lot of grown men that listen to your podcast will relate. I'm a severe patient of ADHD.
Okay.
So I'm pretty scatterbrained when it comes to things. I'll designate times or designate dates. Like tonight, we're going to the Northwest Fusion Show, Freezer Wax, the producer, and Swisher Sleep. And that's just purely to have fun with my friends and to be able to, you know, spread my skill set so far across is just like not wanting to depend on anybody. When you're in the Northwest and you want to be known, you gotta, you know, put the best foot forward. If they're not gonna give you a shot, give yourself a shot.
Bro, I just said that on the podcast before this one. I literally said, if you don't put me on, don't worry about it. I'll put myself on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Now, are you still making music as an MC?
Yes, of course.
Oh, okay.
I got a new single, Funny Guy, featuring Joe Pesci from the movie Goodfellas. It's on all platforms right now.
Okay, cool. Are you planning on putting out any albums?
Yeah, I got an album coming out early next year.
Okay. And you producing it too?
Of course. Along with Anno Domini, Lycos, and a bunch of great producers that I've been working with.
Now, how long have you been producing, bro?
A couple of years now. I actually work with a company called Soundtrap.com. It's free audio engineering and production recording software available on their website. It's sponsored by SoundClick as well as Spotify. And you can just go on there, pick free sound bites, make your own beats, record your own stuff, even get it on all platforms yourself.
Man, that was a great plug, and now people know, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, like you said, you got to put yourself on. If I'm having trouble with money, I'm going to figure out a way to get it done.
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. Now, what artists let me say it this way. So what local artists are you working with right now? Because I went to your Scott Elkins Media, and yeah, bro, I just kept scrolling and scrolling. So if you can give us a few, man, that'd be great.
Man, my number one guy right now is Keys. The real Keys has been a staple in Seattle hip hop right in the heart of the city for the better part of 25 years. He's been doing it real major. He was signed to Paradigm Records many, many years ago, as well as my brother Manch Malevolent out of Gresham Morgan. So Keys, Manch Malevolent, we got Ammo Stat out of Olympia, Washington, Teresa Jewell out of Burien, Washington and Auburn. We got a young native from Clan, Changing Lives Around Nation. You know, there's a bunch of different amazing cats that have been, you know, imperative towards working with me in the past few years to make things as big as they've gotten.
Okay. And one thing I will say, man, you are definitely one of the people that really helped Northwest artists, and you really helped trying to get Northwest on the map, man. Like, so what made you want to go out and help people from the Northwest and really help your region?
Man, that's just a very basic principle. I don't want people to go through the same setbacks that I did.
Right. You know what I mean?
Waiting for time to record? No, I'm cool. I'll record on my own. Oh, you don't have the mic quality? That's fine. I recorded on a laptop mic and destroyed most cats that spend thousands in the studio. So the quality, really, you wait until you get the opportunity. I worked on my laptop. Then I got promoted to a studio office. Then I got promoted to my own studio office. Then I got promoted to a big studio. Now I have access to like 6 or 7 of them. So, like, I mean, Will Smith said it best. You don't build a wall all together. You lay every brick as perfectly as you can. And each one of those bricks is an artist. If I want them to back me up, I need to back them up. And if it means investing my skill set, then so be it. I want to make this region better than when I found it. I think that's the way to be remembered as one of a kind rather than one of many.
Damn, that's a bar. I want to leave this region better than how I found it. God damn it. I'm still in it.
By all means, my brother, take it away.
Yep. So back to the promoting thing, because you've done a lot of big stuff for the Northwest. Let the listeners know how many major artists you brought to the town.
I want to say in the 200s. I don't really keep count.
Okay.
Honestly.
Well, I know you brought, because I met them personally. You brought me backstage. The two guys from Strange Music. Jay Hound, I think.
You talking about Joy Cool and JLB Hood.
Right.
They're actually now featured on Tech N9ne's Collabos. Joy Cool was the guy in the fedora on the Face Off video with The Rock.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, man.
Joey Cool actually also released an album recently with Seattle producer Mario Casolini from Red Run Beats. That dude's hard.
Okay. Definitely, man. So can you let the listeners know what other projects you got working on?
I mean, ScottElkinsMedia.com is a multi-generational resource company that's designed to be able to do anything and everything that it takes to succeed in the industry. It has everything from access to discount products. It has connections to studio and business resources, connections for artists to find investors that are interested in spending money to move the Northwest scene forward, contacts to guys like you, DJ Peg, everybody from Rich the Tycoon to Ammo Stat is all available on the site. To have everything I do be spread so wide, it just really made sense to put it all in one place. I've been signed to major labels. I've been signed to popular crews. And the only thing that remained paramount was the name Scott Elkins. So it only made sense to make my brand after my name, holding up that out of my entire bloodline, I am the most prominently known for wide business and being able to do what it is that we do. And that's entertain the Northwest patron as best as we know how.
Say that then. And by the way, that website is ScottElkinsMedia.com. So
now I want to make sure you got a chance to hit the upper left corner where it says menu, because there's a whole wide world of things that I'm doing, everything from the artist roster to video access to all the videos I've curated, to behind the scenes at Hempfest, to backstage at wrestling shows, to exclusive interviews with pro wrestlers like the Bullet Club, to all you got to do is click the icon in the upper left corner of the, you know, the flame in the top. And once you click on that, there's going to be a whole menu of different things that people can check out and be able to learn more about the company and pretty much learn about what I do as a generality.
Damn, say that then. Yep, and you heard what he said. Make sure you guys click that. It's a hamburger in the left corner. That's what they call it. So.
Yeah, it's the hamburger, all right.
Yeah, definitely. Besides your website, how can people find you on social media?
At Scott Elkins Media on Instagram. I'm sitting at about 35,000 followers there, so that seems to be the number one. Scott Elkins Media on IG is like the most popular place that people chase me down at.
All right. Also, man, people need to know they can hire you to host their events too. You know what I mean?
Of course. You go ScottElkinsMedia.com and then go /contact. And there's an entire form that you fill out, gives you different package rates that I offer, as well as bringing sound, bringing a DJ, opening acts, things of that nature, all the way down to just artwork and me doing a voiceover. You can find that at my website, scottelkinsmedia.com/contact. And I get back to people right away.
You do everything, bro. I mean, I guess there's nothing else to say, man. You are one man shopping. I'm gonna edit that out. I don't know where the fuck I was going with that.
One man machine.
You are a one man machine. Say that then.
That is the goal, right?
Right. Hey, bro, I appreciate you being on, man. I appreciate your time, man. We got to get together soon, man, just to chop it up, have a few drinks. You know what I mean?
Of course. My door is always open, brother. Hit me up when you are free and come down to be on my podcast. Shit.
Yeah, shit. Say less. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. I got a whole studio, video wall, paraphernalia, all of that good shit. I got a wet bar in my house too.
Oh yeah, then we definitely coming over. Well, we like, oh yeah, like I'm schizophrenic. I said we. Anyway, yeah, man, I'm definitely coming down, man. So hey, man, until next time, bro. Man, stay busy, like I know you are. And then yeah, like I said, we'll chop it up for sure.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bro. Peace. Man, once again, thanks for listening to the Fresh Out the Northwest podcast. It's all about representing Northwest hip-hop culture. All episodes are available on Apple, Spotify, and major streaming platforms. I truly appreciate everyone that supports the podcast, and I'm going to keep hitting you with new episodes every week. Until next time, peace.